This is Radio Superior 1955. A reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s.
Come, let's stroll, stroll across the floor.
This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Tim Michaels dance party.
Now turn around, baby. Let's go once more.
Hey, all you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens. Tim Michaels here, rocking your world. It's Tuesday, June 14th, 1955. Lou Martin's got the 6 o'clock news. Our theme today, apparently, is teens rumming anuck, or running amok, whatever. Machine Gun Kelly will be broadcasting live, better than dead, with local teen gangs.
The Evening Telegram is doing an expose on juvenile delinquency. That's one of my guests.
Perfect, baby. Probably blaming it on James Dean and Rebel Without a Cause.
And rock and roll.
Looking forward to being exposed, gang. Popkins Furniture is footing the bill for Lou's news. Popkins is having its 52nd anniversary sale with a three-piece bedroom set, regularly $199, now priced at $129. Lou, go, baby.
Thanks, Tim, and good evening. Ike and Adenauer nicks neutrality for the Reich. India is working to free American pilots held in Red China since the Korean War, and they're getting ready to evacuate the government in D.C. We begin our world report from Washington.
This is Calvin Thornton, United Press. President Eisenhower and West German Chancellor Konrad Adenauer declare today that neutrality cannot be applied to Germany. The president and the chancellor issued a joint statement after a half-hour White House conference. It spoke of agreement between the two heads of state in the field of relations between the Soviet Union and Germany, the Soviets, and the West generally. It took up the latest Soviet moves, which led some observers to think that a powerful appeal to Germany to accept neutralization in return for reunification is imminent. The statement says nothing as to whether Adenauer will accept an invitation to go to Moscow to discuss diplomatic and trade relations between his country and the Soviet Union, nor, if he does accept, whether he will go before or after the Big Four meeting scheduled to begin July the 18th at Geneva, Switzerland. In Washington, this is Calvin Thornton.
This is the nation's capital, Jack Bell reporting. Indian diplomat V.K. Krishnamenon says after a conference with President Eisenhower today that the release of some U.S. airmen by Red China has opened the door to freedom for 11 others held there since the Korean War. Four flyers were released about 2 weeks ago after Krishnamenon visited Peiping. He says he is sure there would be a lowering of tensions between the United States and Red China, quote, if we all make an effort, unquote. Of today's meeting, Krishnamenon would only say that he is very happy to see the president, had given him greetings from Prime Minister Nehru, and related his own impressions of what goes on in the world. His purpose in coming here is to report on a 10-day visit to Premier Chou Enlai of Red China last month and to urge the U.S. government to make some conciliatory gesture toward Red China following up the release of the four airmen. In Washington, this is Jack Bell.
This is Buenos Aires. Stan Turner reporting. President Juan Perón's massive labor following rallied for a 9-hour nationwide strike today to demonstrate their loyalty to their leader and his feud with the Roman Catholic Church. Perón appealed to the people to be calm, alert, and vigilant in the wake of a 3-day wave of clashes and demonstrations. Attacking the clergy as, quote, a wolf in sheep's clothing, unquote, he threatened in a nationwide broadcast last night to crack down with all his might on future outbreaks. Shortly before he spoke, fresh fighting erupted in the Plaza de Mayo in downtown Buenos Aires, church supporters hurling back a crowd of Perón adherents who charged the Metropolitan Cathedral and the adjoining Archbishop's Palace. They wanted to mount an Argentine flag on the palace. The Peronistas shouted, quote, Perón Peron, yes, priests, no, as they rushed the building. The Vatican newspaper, La Osservatore Romano, said yesterday that Argentine Roman Catholics are like accused persons who have no possibility of defending themselves even from the most odious calumny. The president's appeal for calm appeared to ease the tension here as police redoubled efforts to scatter gangs roaming the streets, but Argentines generally remain jittery. In Buenos Aires, this is Stan Turner.
This is Washington, Aaron Brown, Associated Press. Republican Senator Irving Ives of New York says a Democratic proposal to give President Eisenhower standby allocation powers over Salk's polio vaccine is dead. One of the few Republicans to speak kindly of the plan, Ives spoke out in advance of 2 days of testimony before the Senate Public Welfare Committee on rival proposals to supply free vaccine to children. A measure sponsored by Committee Chairman Lister Hill goes a good deal beyond an Eisenhower administration proposal, which would limit free vaccine to children whose parents can't afford it. Eisenhower has asked $28 million for his plan. Hill, an Alabama Democrat, is proposing to give free vaccine to all children through the age of 19, regardless of ability to pay. This would cost about $125 million. The National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis says it hopes of completing its program of 2 vaccine shots for all first and second graders before this school term ends. In many places, school already has let out for the summer. But a spokesman says the foundation is banking on giving second shots to many youngsters at clinics this summer. In Washington, this is Aaron Brown.
This is Washington, Bruce MacDonald, United Press. House Republican leader Joseph Martin of Massachusetts says the government is looking over places where Congress might move if Washington is hit by an atomic attack. Martin spoke in an interview as President Eisenhower and 15,000 key executive branch members prepared to leave the Capitol tomorrow on Operation Alert, a 3-day civil defense exercise in which they will run the government from selected posts in nearby states. Congress is slated to go on with its business as usual during this test. It was learned, however, that congressional leaders have accepted an offer by the Office of Defense Mobilization to survey sites where the lawmakers could carry on their business should Washington come under attack. Martin says discussions on a choice of an alternate capital are underway, and the spot picked would have to be not too far from the president's emergency headquarters at an undisclosed location, a place where large buildings are available. There are 531 House and Senate members, not counting their staffs, and comparative safety from enemy attack. Martin says a location as vulnerable as Washington, for instance, would not do. In Washington, this is Bruce MacDonald.
In a 4-4 vote, the U.S. Court of Appeals this afternoon narrowly affirmed dismissal of the latest perjury indictment against former State Department consultant Owen Lattimore. Lattimore was accused by Senator Joseph McCarthy in 1950 as being the top Russian agent in the United States. No evidence of that was ever found. Commander Richard Lanning was named skipper of the Seawolf, the second American atomic submarine. The Seawolf will be launched July the 21st at the Groton, Connecticut yard of the General Dynamic Corporation. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:08. Tim Buckle says this message from Popkin Furniture Company.
Popkin's 52nd anniversary sale is going on strong. They have outstanding sales in all 4 of their floors. Select now and save. How would you like a new mattress? Just arrived. Famous make innerspring mattresses. Regularly $59.50, now $39.50. While they last, matching box spring at $39.50. How about rollaway beds, $27.95, mattress, $14.95, floor lamps, $14.95, a vacuum cleaner, $66.95, gas range, $59.95, need a three-piece bedroom suite? How about one for $129, regularly $199, or one for $199 that was regular $299, a dinette? Handsome five-piece chrome dinette set, $69. If you need a sofa, they've got one for $59.95. Wow, 4 floors to choose from. Big sale going on, the 52nd anniversary sale at Popkins on Tower Avenue in Superior. Lou?
5 juveniles were found guilty of stealing cars. Richard Alden Kramer reports from Madison.
The youths, who voice approval of television crime stories, appeared before federal Judge Patrick Stone in Madison on car theft charges late yesterday. The boys told the court only one program tells the penalties to fellows who commit crimes, and that is Dragnet. Judge Stone says this confirms that crime TV shows and films have a harmful effect on juvenile minds. He sentenced 16-year-old Walter Pryor of Superior to 3 years in a training school for stealing a minister's automobile at gunpoint after forcing him out of the car. The judge also sentenced two Chicago boys, both 15, to indefinite training school terms for a series of car thefts. Judge Stone arraigned the five youths, all apprehended in northern Wisconsin, in chambers where he hears all juvenile cases. In Madison, this is Richard Allen Kramer.
A century ago, a legend of progressive politics was born. John Powell reports from Madison.
A search is underway to find the few remaining members of the early progressive political movement to help celebrate the 100th anniversary of the birthday of Robert La Follette. La Follette was born 100 years ago today in the town of Primrose near here. He died in 1925 at the age of 70. During his life, he was an attorney, governor, U.S. senator, and progressive candidate for president. The State Historical Society is sponsoring a day-long observance Sunday. The main event will be an address by U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice Earl Warren. The Society expects thousands will attend the observance of the birthday of La Follette, who spent 45 years of his public life fighting bossism and political compromise. Fighting Bob La Follette died in 1925 while still serving in the United States Senate. In Madison, this is John Powell speaking.
And finally, premature baby in Superior is said to be doing fine, even getting his first glimpse of sunlight today. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has the story.
Although he's too young to recognize people by sight, Mrs. Donald Walsh of Weeks Avenue held her young son up to the nursery window at St. Mary's Hospital to get his first glimpse of sunshine today. All of his life, it's been gloomy in Superior. Todd Michael, born June 7th, didn't care, though. He has spent most of his life in an incubator, having weighed in at birth at only 5 pounds 4 ounces. Besides the prolonged dark skies up until yesterday, Superior and the state had 11 consecutive days of measurable rainfall, only one day short of the all-time record set in 1880 and matched in 1884. There wasn't a chance for little Todd and other youngsters born around the same time to enjoy the warm beams that today have the non-working population out in full force, soaking up the strange substance, Lou.
Thanks, Mike. And that's the news, Tim.
That sunshine was real gone today.
No, it was here all day.
No, Daddy. Oh, gone means like groovy, you dig it?
My Webster dictionary is pretty useless these days.
Let's check the climate for this Tuesday, June 14th, 1955, so you know what threads you need to wear. Fair skies tonight and Fat City again tomorrow, a high of 75 sweet degrees. All right, you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens, let's grind with the platters and only you on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Only you can make all this world seem right. Only you can make the darkness bright. In me, for it's true.
platters from the 1954 hit parade and only you. Hey, cats, it's Dad's Day Sunday. And I know, you know, sometimes he can be out to lunch, but deep down he is the best. So put your bread together with Mom, dump that manual lawnmower for a power lawnmower. That's right. Get Dad into the 50s with a Jacobson Pacer 1.5-horsepower motor at Westland Hardware. All steel construction, safe, fully enclosed chain drive, extra heavy cushion tires, all for just $94.50. For a happier Father's Day and a happier every day, stop by Westland Hardware for the best in power mowers. Westland Hardware, 1024 Tower Avenue in Superior. We've got Machine Gun Kelly on the horn with some real live teen gangs at Bridgman's Ice Cream Store. Hey, Machine Gun.
Hey, man, I've got an ice cream headache eating the butterscotch ice cream too fast, man.
That sounds terrible. So are you kind of surrounded by hoods, or what's going on?
Yeah, they're all here hanging out. You got the beboppers with bad haircuts, long at the back, short on the sides. Kind of makes their ears look huge-o. You got the doo-woppers. They like sprinkles on their cones. The don't-woppers, they're looser-leggers. The z-woppers, they sleep a lot. The Big Richards, they're big on Little Richard, and the beekeepers.
You mean the guys who keep bees?
Yep. Real freem. Nothing to do with teen gangs. They just happen to be here. They like sherbet with honey on top.
So, what's the plan, man?
They plan to fan out and spread little teen gang them today. I'll tail them and keep you posted, brother.
Machine Gun Kelly with teen gangs at Bridgman's. It's a dangerous assignment, especially if he eats ice cream too fast. Here's a twin spin, sides A and B, from a new kid from Memphis. You got kind of a weird name, but this new disc sounds hot, man. First B-side, Blue Moon of Kentucky, and the cat's name is Elvis Presley.
Blue moon, keep shining bright. Blue moon, keep on shining bright. You're gonna bring me back, come on, baby, tonight. Blue moon, keep shining bright. I say blue moon, I'm Kentucky, they keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon, I'm Kentucky, they keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, the heat was on one moonlight night.
KUWS, twin spin, spin, spin.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do it, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do. Well, Mama, she done told me. Papa done told me. Son, that guy you fooling, wish he ain't nothing crazy, but that's all right.
Wow, a twin spin of a hot platter by a guy by the name of Elvis Presley. Blue Moon of Kentucky, and That's All Right Mama on KUWS. Time to jump into the fire, kids.
Let me introduce Evening Telegram reporter Sybil Wade.
Well, that's almost as weird as Elvis Presley.
Ms. Wade has been doing investigative reporting on juvenile delinquency in Superior.
Teens running amok, terrorizing our citizens. Hey, I've read your series, Ms. Wade. That's important stuff.
Civil Defense Director Colonel Joseph Raffaele.
Probably wondering why I stopped by. Flag Day.
I'm wondering even more what Miss Wade's voice sounds like, since everyone else is talking except her.
Well, all right, I defer to Miss Mead.
Thank you, Colonel.
I said Miss Mead, not Miss Martin, McMartin.
That's Wade with an E at the end.
Weedy? Isn't that like Breakfast of Champions? I don't get it. What's her name? I'm confused.
The Colonel's hearing was impaired during the First World War. Trenches and cannon fire and all that. Have you uncovered some teen trouble locally?
It's all over the front pages of our newspaper. A 16-year-old South Range boy is in and out of trouble. He'll be in juvenile court tomorrow for the third time in 2 months. His license was suspended for reckless driving, but he continues to drive. I'm told by Douglas County Patrol Chief Lawrence Golden that he boasts that he'll keep driving.
Smart alecky kid. We knew how to handle those types in my day.
And his parents have been warned, but Chief Golden says they don't pay him any mind. This is the kind of influence that will lead not only to this boy to ruination, but his friends, too.
Bad apple.
And other stories, too. A petition was filed in juvenile court today against 2 14-year-olds.
What did they do? Steal? Vandalize? Terrorize?
All of that. They made their way into the public library's rooftop trapdoor Saturday night and went on a rampage. They stole scotch tape, pens and pencils, stamps, paper clips, and 1 pound of a popular brand of coffee.
Paper clips and scotch tape. I am flummoxed.
Pretty hardcore, man. And the fact that they only stole a popular brand of coffee, not the unpopular brand the head librarian puts out for the public, that's inhumane.
It isn't just bad boys, it's bad girls, too.
Bad girls, huh?
Interesting.
Hey, would you two stop that?
I have learned through my investigation that Superior Police are on the lookout for 3 girls with 9.
Whoa! All right, that's it. Today's young people are going to go to H-E double hockey sticks in a handbasket.
What did the girls do?
They cut clotheslines strung out on the back porches of apartments in the New York building downtown.
They hate clotheslines?
You're not kidding it, man. First it's cutting clotheslines, then they're rubbing banks, then they're chased by G-men.
Dillinger got his start cutting clotheslines?
It doesn't matter if it's stealing paper clips in a popular brand of coffee or cutting clothesline. They'll all end up in the big house, sentenced to sit in Sparky, the electric chair. And it's all your fault.
Moi?
Mr. Rock and Roll Head.
Rock and roll music, television, and movie violence. And according to Chief Golden, automobiles which teenagers use unsupervised to go to school parties and roller rinks.
Whoa, clothesline cutting and roller skating?
Thank you, Sybil Wade, reporter for the Evening Telegram.
This is nothing that some good parental discipline inspired by real love can't solve, Lou. Oh, gotta go. I'm throwing a roller skating party for the Central High Teen Scene Club. Machine Gun Kelly is DJ.
But that's rock and roll music.
All righty, cats and kittens, let's do Wop with the Turbans on our way to Old Sparky and When You Dance on Kickin' KUWS.
When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a thrill. Rumble or tango, mambo, calypso or spandex, light
turn down the road. You go hand in hand with you dance. Be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, on my eyes. So just wow.
Turbans and When You Dance from 1954 on Kickin' KUWS.
I'm spent. I mean, I like kids, kind of, as long as they don't bother me or talk to me or get too close to me. And to hear about this wave of run-amuckness.
Reckless driving and burglarizing the library.
Well, apparently they didn't steal any books. That'd be a mind-bender.
These aren't exactly heinous deeds.
Look, I came in here to put in a good word for Old Glory. Today, June 14th, 1955, in the year of our Lord, is Flag Day. Merchants, they're flying the stars and stripes. People have the flag flying from their porches. It's inspirational. And on such a nice day, too. I mean, I love June.
I love you, too, Colonel.
What on earth?
You just said I love you, so I love you too, man.
I didn't say I love you. Ouch, that hurts. I said I love June. You're a weird slacker, McMichaels.
It's the 178th anniversary of Flag Day.
Right. And it started right here in Wisconsin when, let's see here. Whoa. I need my papers. The print gets a little smaller and smaller every year with the colonel. Yeah. Here we are. Says here that a school teacher, Dr. Bernard Sagrand, apparently he was a sawbones too, founded Flag Day in 1885 in Fredonia, Wisconsin. Lots of weird names today. Sagrand dedicated his life for the official recognition of Flag Day and the ideals Old Glory stands for. So, on June 14th, 1916, President Woodrow Wilson declared June 14th Flag Day. It says here that 70 flags were used until the real McCoy was dedicated by the Continental Congress in 1777.
Pardon me, Colonel, but I thought our theme tonight was teens running amok because of rock and roll.
I mean, first it was jazz, and I thought that was the worst. Then the big bands, and the jitterbuggers, and the necking in the theater balcony, then Bobby Sockers. Well, who I have to admit were kind of cute. Then that Pat Boone, and now this rock and rollin'. It's the end of America. It's the end of America as we know it.
I have to agree, Colonel. Machine Gun Kelly has this teen gang report that's going to blow your top.
Ah, flip your lid, King Timothy. I've been tracking these kids, and I'll lay it on you. The colonel's going to be disappointed.
You mean no mayhem so far? No Marlon Brando's or James Dean's? No terrorizing the locals?
The Beboppers are still eating ice cream at Bridgman's. The Doo-Whoppers went to the intersection of Belknap and Grand to help little old ladies cross the street.
Lots of traffic there. How'd they do?
Well, 9 out of 10 little old ladies made it without incident. I trained for dope whoppers, those loser leaguers, and they're passing out mini Bibles. They're mini because they ejected all the begats and begots in the Old Testament.
Radical, man. Radical. Stay on the case, Gun.
We'll holler at you in a bit. They're all heading downtown now.
Our own Machine Gun Kelly tracking down the hoods. How about some Fats Domino now? Ain't that a shame on Rockin' KUWS?
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we'll part. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. When you said goodbye, ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry, ain't that a shame? Tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
Yowza, yowza, from the Imperial label, Fats Domino, and Ain't That a Shame, new on the 1955 Hit Parade. Man, I like his chops, Cats. Let's go live one more time to Machine Gun Kelly in downtown Superior. What naughtiness are they up to now, Big Gun?
Fats is bad. I'll have to play that on my gig tonight. Well, this time they've got the Beboppers. They're known for talking funny-like.
Scoobly-doobly-doo?
Scoobly-doobly-dub. They're putting up the American flag on shops and stores up and down Tower Avenue on these pool-like things that have holes at their bottom.
Flagpoles?
That's right. Scoobly-doobly-doo. They call them flagpoles. Beta, sisters Nancy and Judy Rohan. At least I think they're sisters. Same last name and they look alike, but you never know. I do know that they're Bebopettes. Other Beboppers helping with the Stars and Stripes is John B. Collins and Homer Bop Andrews. That's it from here, King Timothy. Skippity-dippity-dirt.
Biffity-biffity for you. Jeez, I think I bit my tongue. Hey, thanks a lot, Gun. Machine Gun Kelly in downtown Superior. So, Colonel, you still think these cats and kittens are dark?
Dark, light. The Colonel, he's not prejudiced.
Dark means angry or upset, not good kids.
Well, I guess helping little old ladies across the street, even if they're only successful 90% of the time, and, well, actually, I gotta admit that's a few points better than my average, and handing out begatless mini-Bibles and then raising the Stars and Stripes downtown on Flag Day, I guess they're okay.
So are you, Colonel. So are you, baby. Hey, that's it, cats and kittens. Time to cut out the boob tube as Life of Riley and Milton Berle on tonight. We'll be back same time, same dog pound, the good Lord willing, and beekeepers and beeboppers don't get stung at Bridgman's. For Lou Martin, Machine Gun Kelly, and of course the Colonel, this is Tim Michaels, rocking and rolling your world, babies.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1955, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Other performances by Tom Martinson, Don Hansen, Danielle Kading, Dennis Anderson, Rich Kramer, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1955 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.